This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Really, when you think Paul Volcker, it's those years in the late 1970s, early 1980s, when the Fed pushed short-term interest rates up to a record 20% to get inflation back under control. 20%, when today the Fed's current short-term target rate is between 1.5% and 1.75%, and it hasn't been over 5 in more than a decade, which makes double-digit interest rates hard for most Americans below a certain age to even fathom. So Marketplace's Amy Scott takes us back.
In the early 1980s, Ann Owen managed a bank branch in Boston. She remembers telling customers they'd have to pay 21% interest for a car loan. Today, the average is just over 4%.
They would get mad at the bank, and many times they would just basically say, I can't afford that.
Owen went on to become an economist at the Fed and now teaches at Hamilton College. She says those high interest rates had a purpose. Volcker was trying to slow down demand by making borrowing more expensive.
It made it difficult for people to, you know, buy houses, buy cars. Credit card interest rates were extremely high.
The economy did slow down, falling into two recessions. In 1982, unemployment topped 10%. In protest, home builders mailed chunks of 2x4s to Volcker and members of Congress. Fred Napolitano is former president of the National Association of Home Builders.
Just to make a point to say, look, this is what we do, this is what we build, you know, and you know, with this interest rate, you know, it's hurting us.
That pain eventually paid off. Robert King is a professor of economics at Boston University.
Ultimately, once people began to believe that inflation was going to come down, it came down and interest rates tumbled and the economy recovered. And it's, you know, viewed as a major triumph.
A triumph nobody wants to have to repeat. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.